Pew Research survey finds that one in five Americans said they either changed their residence or they knew someone who did. For more on the survey, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Devira Cohen, senior writer and editor focusing on immigration and demographics at the Pew Research Center. Ms. Cohen, thank you for joining us this morning. Who was most likely to move, one age group more so than another?
Hey, thanks for having me. Yes, what we found was that the nation's young adults, that is, younger than 30, were the most likely to have moved or had someone move into their household or know someone who moved. If you add up all three of those groups, 37% of these young adults either moved themselves or know someone else who did.
Do we know why they moved? I mean, for example, do we know if people were forced out of dormitories, if they had to move because they lost a job and no longer had income? Were you able to find out any of that information?
We were. We asked people what was the most important reason that they moved, and about just under 3 in 10 told us it was to reduce their risk of getting the virus. But a substantial share also said it was because their college campus closed. 23% said that. 20% say they just wanted to be with family. And then 18% said that their most important reason was financial. They either lost their job or there was another reason related to money.
I don't know if you are aware of what's going on in San Francisco, but a lot of people have moved, and as a consequence, rents have come down in price by about a little more than 11%. Is it safe to assume that urban areas were more affected than rural areas or suburban areas?
We weren't really able to get at that with the data that we had, so stay tuned. You know, I think one other question is, will people stay where they are, or will they return to where they had been living? And I think a lot of that might depend on what happens with schools. You know, there was that segment in your news at the bottom of the hour, about that, or what happens with workplaces.
I understand that one thing that you did take a look at was the role that educational attainment and income played in this. Can you explain that for us?
Sure. So we have a lot of information about the people who answered our surveys, and one of them was, well, how much education and income do they have? And in general, what we found is that people who had more education and higher incomes are more likely to know someone who moved due to the pandemic. So, for example, about a fifth of adults who are in the richest categories say so. They know someone, compared with 14% of those who had the lowest incomes.
Overall, what do you take from this survey?
Well, I think we take from it is that, you know, we know that there had been job-related disruptions in this country and other kinds of economic disruptions, but we were interested in getting at what about physical disruptions and where people live. And we wanted to look into that, and I think now we have some pretty solid evidence about the impact of the virus on where people live and why they live where they do. A lot of folks moving in with family, perhaps for comfort or for reasons.
Is this another thing still to come, or do we have any way of comparing this to other past, I don't know if you'd call them disasters in the United States, but other major upheavals within the United States where we've seen movement? Do we know how this compares to that?
Well, we do know that in the Great Recession, say, of, you know, 2008 to 2010, we had a lot more young adults moving in with their families and a lot of other people doubling up in shared housing to save money. And, you know, that could be something that we'll see more of as this goes on. I think, perhaps we'll be able to do more work in the future and see whether this kind of impact lasts. Certainly, we're still seeing lots of young adults moving in with their parents. This is not something that stopped after the recession ended.
Ms. Cohen, thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate it. Devira Cohen, the senior writer and editor focusing on immigration and demographics at the Pew Research. They took a look at Americans moving due to the coronavirus outbreak.